This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the death toll rises in Northern California from the Camp wildfire, some residents are claiming that the utility PG&E is the cause of the fire. This man says,
"What they've done is committed murder."
It's important to note the cause of the fire has not yet been determined. However, PG&E did say on Tuesday that it experienced an outage on one of its transmission lines in that vicinity just 15 minutes before the campfire is believed to have broken out.
They could have avoided this, but they didn't.
63 people confirmed dead from that fire, but the list of missing has soared to over 630. North Korea is deporting a U.S. citizen it claims has been working for the CIA there. North Korean state-run news saying Bruce Byron Lawrence entered illegally from China 1 month ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals. The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
The first major storm of the season, blamed for at least 7 deaths now as it's trekking across the eastern third of the nation. As many as 300,000 homes and businesses were without power at last check, mainly in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Senate leadership's set, but it remains unclear who will be the Speaker of the U.S. House, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
It remains unclear if Nancy Pelosi will be elected by fellow Democrats to be Speaker of the House. About 17 Democrats say they want someone else for the top slot. Meanwhile, Republicans in the House elect California Congressman Kevin McCarthy as their new leader. Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise will be the House Minority Whip. And Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, will be chair of the House Republican Conference.
The Ohio House has passed a bill outlawing abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Approved yesterday, it bars abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Doctors who violate could face a year in prison. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal hate crime and gun charges are filed against a white man accused of killing 2 black people at a Kroger supermarket in Kentucky last month. A grand jury indicting Gregory Bush on 6 counts yesterday. U.S. Attorney Russell Coleman spoke to reporters in Louisville saying, "There's no place for hate-fueled violence anywhere, especially in Kentucky."
Federal, state, and local law enforcement in this city and in this commonwealth stand united against the premise of this specter, this shadow that's hung over Kentuckians.
Bush is also facing state charges in that case. The Trump administration is looking at the rising problem of sexual misconduct by airline passengers. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao announcing the creation of a national in-flight sexual misconduct task force. The FBI saying last summer the number of sexual assaults reported on commercial airline flights was increasing at what it called an alarming rate. And John Lennon's killers finally admitting that he feels regret over murdering the Beatles legend. Mark David Chapman recently telling a parole board that 30 years ago he felt no shame, but now he says he knows what shame is. Chapman shot and killed Lennon outside Lennon's New York City apartment building in 1980. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Ed Pizzulli joins us now. Ed, of course, finds himself today, deja vu one more time, 18 years later. Didn't you do this back in 2000 with the recount of George W. Bush and Al Gore?
I did. I was the head of the Bush Cheney legal team in Broward and Palm Beach back in 2000. I was a little younger and a little less gray hair, but there are significant differences between 2000 and today, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about those differences as we're still trying to, you know, count ballots. It looks like deadlines may not be met still. I mean, at this point, rumors are running amok here, and, people are going, what is happening here? It just seems that ballots suddenly are coming up, and it's interesting that they're only finding Democratic ballots, and the cars, the trunks that they're opening of cars seem to be only holding Democratic ballots. What happened to the Republican ballots?
Well, there's a couple things I want your listeners to understand. First of all, in 2000, the race was decided by 537 votes statewide in Florida. And today what we have is in the governor's race with the DeSantis-Gillum race, the Republican is ahead by some 34,000 votes. And in the U.S. Senate race, Rick Scott is beating Bill Nelson as we speak, about 12,500 votes. And so that's a big, big difference than 500 votes that we saw in 2000. And then secondly, in 2000, your listeners will remember the punch card ballot with all those little cardboard pieces called chads all over the floor and all over the place. And the bottom line is that that's not happening anymore. We don't have that kind of system. We have the Scantron system. Each of any of us who've taken a standardized test in school knows how to fill out a bubble with a pencil, and that's how they're scanning the ballots in. And the laws have changed drastically in Florida since 2000. They really have been beefed up. The bottom line is that they now have automatic mandatory through statute recounts where a race is 0.5% or less, the race is subject to a machine recount. That's what we're going through now. And we should be done. The deadline is actually 3 o'clock today. And then that information to be up to the Secretary of State's office. And then with that information, the Secretary of State will then determine what races have to be or are close enough to be subject to a manual recount, and that bar is 0.25%. And the only two likely to be subject to that would be the Agricultural Commissioner's race here in Florida and the U.S. Senate race. because those two races look like they're going to end up less than 0.25. You know, Rick Scott's lead of 12,500 is only a 0.18 percent better after over 8 million votes cast in the state. So that's going to be subject to a hand recount probably starting tomorrow.
Well, and we've got problems here, you know, where the ballots have kind of been infected here because, you know, there was reports that the commissioner, Ms. Snipes, had got some ballots that were supposed to be invalid, and she put them into the pool, and there's no way to discern and pull those out. Is that correct, Ed, or are we missing something?
No, that is correct. There was some 206 provisional ballots that were cast, and so they didn't initially go into the count. They're all provisional ballots under Florida law, should go before the canvassing board. She took it upon herself to open up these provisional ballots, separate the actual ballot from the envelope that it came in, and once those are separated and then the ballots are mixed together, you can't go back and figure out which ballot went with what envelope. Then the canvassing board reviewed the envelopes and found at least 25 ballots that were invalid, and there's no way to go back and figure out which 25 ballots went with the bad envelope. So the bottom line is that we have 25 ballots that are likely to be counted that shouldn't have been, and that is just a failure. But there's bigger issues here in Broward, to be frank, I mean, and in Palm Beach. The timely reporting of information, which is what leads people to be suspicious. You know, Florida law says that the local supervisors, have to report every 45 minutes on election night, and they have to give updates as the votes that have been counted and the tallies as they come in. And frankly, neither supervisor did that. And that, again, is really a violation of the public trust, because whether it's corrupt or incompetence, the bottom line is that the election system is built on trust. People have to know that all legal ballots that are cast should be counted. But, you know, we're not just going to count to count. Ballots that come in, you know, 4 days later or are cast by, as an example, in Palm Beach, there was a provisional ballot cast by somebody who wasn't a citizen. The canvassing board there rightfully denied to count that ballot. But guess what? The Democratic attorneys objected. Now, it didn't get counted in the end, but the bottom line is, why are they objecting to that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, something so basic as being a non-citizen, allowed to vote, and of course, that negates a citizen's vote. And to me, you know, that defeats their argument, Senator Nelson's argument and all the other Democrats that, that the votes should matter. Well, if they should matter, it should be the legal vote should matter. Isn't that the point?
That is the point. And so you never want to have votes that are invalid and, you know, people voting twice and people who aren't registered voting, all those things that could be that the supervisor can't verify, for a whole bunch of those things, why votes are invalid. But maybe they come in after the deadline. You know, of course, if you're not registered to vote, you shouldn't be able to vote. That's just the way it is. And so, look, every vote that's illegally cast and allowed to be cast, you're right. It diminishes your right to vote and my right to vote and everybody else who cast a legal ballot.
What's concerning is, yes, eyes are on Broward County and Palm Beach. But it makes you wonder, you know, what other cities across the country does this kind of thinking prevail and somehow is acceptable? And also, I mean, to call it out for what it is, Ed, I don't see this happening, you know, from Republicans. I see it happening almost uniquely on the Democratic side. Is that a fair assessment?
It's amazing. It's amazing. So if you take the Arizona Senate race as an example, Democrats argued there that once their candidate got ahead, that that only lawful votes should be counted. And by the way, that should be the standard. By the way, Republicans agreed out there, and only lawful votes should be counted. They did not try to expand the universe or win at all costs. You know, let's face it, though. We've gotten to the point, Florida is going to be a close race because it's the most purple state in the country. So of 8 million votes cast, 8.2 million, you know, you have a race come down to 12,000 or 30,000 or whatever it is. That's pretty close, right? And so
yes,
that's
right.
Okay.
Exactly. Ed, we got to go to break. More from Ed Pizzulli after this. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life.
We're back with the American 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with state GOP strategists in Florida. With the president of the Florida-based law firm, Tripp Scott, and co-chair of Jeb Bush for governor in Broward. served as an integral member of the Bush-Cheney legal team in the 2000 presidential recount litigation. Ed Pizzulli is with us. Ed, before we get into more of this, you gave us the count of 537, and I don't know if you saw this story that was being reported by the TeaParty.org, and this is regarding retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Dave Lowry, bless his heart. He wanted to make sure, talk about making sure your vote counted. He did everything he needed to do, got his absentee ballot into Broward County just in time, had it all stamped, sent it USPS so that it could be registered, and everything was just, so it was all well documented. Finds out later on down the road, a year down the road, that his vote wasn't counted. And he's been pursuing this. Finally, they told him after all these years that his vote did count. He did vote for George W. Bush, and so he's declared that Bush actually won by 538 votes with the final acceptance of his absentee ballot.
I will stand corrected on that one, Bill. I'll stand corrected on that. That is 538 according to Mr. Lowry. That's great. But here's the thing. Today you can actually, if you submit an absentee ballot in Florida, most supervisors, you can actually take the number, the control number that's on the absentee ballot and put it in and see if the vote was cast, was counted. So it's a very interesting thing because obviously technology has come a long way since 2000.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, Ed, in the midst of all this, and as we talked about, is that there just seems to be, Georgia, these things that come up, you and I talked about this before, we think it's quite interesting that somebody dies as a Republican and the Democrats have a way of bringing them back to life, counting their vote, and now they've turned Democrat. There just must be something in the life hereafter that, that really gives you some enlightenment that changes you from a Republican to a Democrat.
Yeah, that segment of the vote, that used to be the old joke about Chicago. Wait till the cemetery precincts come in, and somehow the Democrat wins, right? So,
right.
Look, we're trying not to have too much of that here in Florida. Really, what it is, your listeners could. I don't want to overplay this. The race is close because it's Florida. There have been supervisors who haven't really followed the law, which adds to a lot of suspicion and distrust. However, I would say to you that most of the electoral process in Florida is working and is following the process. So these recounts are actually statutory now, and the process around how those are done and when they're done is all governed by statute and by administrative rule. There's always discretion in some of this, whether a signature matches or some of that stuff. But the bottom line is that we're going to count every lawful ballot. And that's been the Republicans' mantra. And I'm going to tell you that we're going to see the Republican governor because Ron DeSantis is going to win. And so is Rick Scott for the U.S. Senate.
Well, Ed, going forward, we knew that 2018 was going to be a problem. It got shrouded all with this Russian investigation and everything and collusion. And my concern all along, as you and I had discussed previously, was do we have our eye on the ball for 2018? And I guess basically what we're realizing is that this whole process is so complex. You've got so many moving parts that it really requires, I think a general overhaul. And I think that what Governor Scott was asking for when he went to the court and said, let's seal up these voting machines right now. This is all part of evidence. Let's set this aside. Don't allow anybody to touch them so that when we go and we do a post-mortem, so to speak, on this whole process, we can really look at even down to the voting machines. Were they operating correctly? Was there some dysfunction? Was there some outside interference? This is all evidence that needs to be looked at, not to mention the fact that all the counties in Florida, it seems that there's different rules by county as well. Is there not?
There's some of that, and look, look, everybody's criticizing, or certainly the left is critical of Rick Scott, and I'll share with you, I have reviewed every lawsuit that has been filed on behalf of Rick Scott, and Bill, every single one of them is meant to protect the process, not game right. the system. So when we're talking about protecting the process, here's what Rick Scott generally asked for. Let's make sure that we have security around the ballots. Let's make sure that the supervisors are reporting pursuant to the statute. Let's make sure when a public records request is made that it's responded to quickly so that, and let's make sure that the media has access to the canvassing boards and has access to where the actual counting of ballots, is. And so let's put some sunlight on the process so people understand to avoid the suspicions that go with not knowing. And all of those things, that's the kind of thing that Rick Scott has moved for in his lawsuit or two, as opposed to trying – he has not – what he hasn't done is tried to game the system by expanding the pool of votes beyond the lawful time. He hasn't asked for votes that were rejected to be now brought back up. That's something that the other side is doing.
Right, exactly. And, of course, what is it with Democrats? I mean, they always want people to recuse themselves. I mean, if they have a job and function in government, how do you tell a part of the government, we don't want you to operate? I mean, it's like, what you know, you talk about gaming the system. Doesn't that game the system?
Well, Bill, let me just say this. In 2014, when Rick Scott was on the ballot for a second term as governor, he recused himself. And guess what? Yesterday, he recused himself from the state canvassing board. That's not that big a deal. He did it in 2014, and he's doing it again in 2018. Again, this goes back to providing. He has done, in my view, everything he needs to do to try to instill trust and integrity into the election process, regardless of whether you supported him or you didn't.
You know, they talk about it, but there's little to support the actual, commitment and the actions that would support transparency.
Yeah, the action of the state canvassing board, when it acts, is simply acting pursuant to statute and is acting in a ministerial task. It is not there to make judgment calls. Those are usually done down at the individual county canvassing boards. And so the good news is that it doesn't really impact any of the races whether the governor sits on that canvassing board or not. He's simply to take the information that's provided by the 67 counties in Florida and certify it and then declare winners in the states. That's just a function of what the numbers look like.
Well, Ed, gosh, I'm so grateful that you're on because you're answering some questions, bringing some calm to this topic because, as you know, it's getting through this one here. The votes are in and they will be counted and we'll get a proper ruling. And going forward, this is what the voters need to have, particularly in Florida, but I think also in other states, to have a sense of confidence that the system is working, that this is the light that's being shed on these particular issues will be remedied so that, you know, we don't have to doubt and feel like somebody is working the system here.
But, Bill, the bottom line of it is that if voters should decide elections, no matter how close, voters should decide elections, not lawyers. And so voters should decide.
And this is a lawyer to speaking, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a lawyer to speaking.
Yes, Ed Fazzulli, president of Florida-based law firm Tripp Scott. He's an active member of the Republican Party, served as chair of the Republican Party in the Broward County, Florida state of. Ed, as always, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bill, thanks for having me.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid at CVS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the death toll rises in Northern California from the Camp wildfire, some residents are claiming that the utility PG&E is the cause of the fire. This man says,
what they've done is committed murder.
It's important to note the cause of the fire has not yet been determined. However, PG&E did say on Tuesday that it experienced an outage on one of its transmission lines in that vicinity just 15 minutes before the campfire is believed to have broken out.
They could have avoided this, but they didn't.
63 people confirmed dead from that fire, but the list of missing has soared to over 630. North Korea is deporting a U.S. citizen. It claims has been working for the CIA there. North Korean state-run news saying Bruce Byron Lawrence entered illegally from China 1 month ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can you love reach down?
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, hey, I want to invite you to let us hear your voice. You can drop me an email. Trust me, emails speak loud, and we do hear them as we read them. So feel free, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Jennifer Hardline is back. It's been a long time since she and I've had a conversation. I don't know what happened. I didn't offend you, did I, Jennifer?
No, not at all.
Sometimes I have to ask, you know, but it's good. It's good to be reconnecting here. Jennifer is a senior contributor to the stream, a proud Army wife and mother of four children, and she's still able to hold it together. I mean, you're a walking miracle, are you not?
Well, only by the grace of God. Only by the grace
Amen.
Of God, yes.
Amen. Hey, let's talk about what, you know, the pundits, you know, these progressive and liberal pundits who want us to believe that, you know, somehow educated women, particularly white women, you know, just cannot align their thinking with anything that is conservative or Republican. And for that matter, look at, I know a lot of educated Hispanics, Asians. I mean, they hear this information and they go, boy, how delusional are they? And I said, well, you know, what can I tell you? They believe what they want to believe, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's absurd. It really is absurd. And it's insulting, of course, to women because, you know, so much for the idea that we're supposed to be free and autonomous and intelligent people who can think for ourselves, right?
Right.
You can't think for yourself if you dare to go outside the groupthink box. Mm-hmm. So it's very insulting.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, you've got mothers, you have women who are family-oriented, who believe in the GOP platform, which is in clear contrast. That's why I have a hard time, you know, understanding even some, you know, smart women who are Democrats who've made their own choices. And I go, well, what about the unborn? What about family values? Mm-hmm. What about religious freedom and border and national security? We're not talking a gray area between the Republicans and Democrats. I mean, there is a clear demarcation between the two parties and their party platforms. And I ask them, I said, have you read their party platforms? And you get the deer in the headlight look, you know?
Yeah. Well, and let's not be naive about this either, because especially as it when it comes to women, it boils down to their so-called women's rights, their so-called reproductive rights. And, you know, we have to remember, abortion is a very jealous god. It is a very, very jealous god. And it has become a god in our culture. It's an idol. It's a demonic idol. But it's a very jealous god. And if you dare to deny it, it's due blood. Well, then you've got a target on your head, and that's what this is about here. The women who, the progressive movement, the secular movement, the mandate is that women cannot be free and equal unless they are able to kill the child in the womb. That's the mandate. And if you stray from that, and if you try to say, no, I'm sorry, I'm a woman, and I don't believe that. I believe the child in the womb is a human person, and I don't need any so-called right to kill my own child, thank you very much. Right. You know, if you try to go down that road, well, they're going to hate you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you have a lot of women who are silently holding to their, their evidence, their own personal evidence, to the lie. But they are hesitant to speak out just for the very reason of the bullying and the shaming that's taking place in our culture today.
Yeah.
And it's a sad commentary because these women are, they're crying alone, Jennifer.
It is. And the sad part is no one will ever be more cruel and vicious to a woman than another woman. I mean, I'm sad to say that. As a woman, I'm very, very sad to say that about my sex and my gender, but it's the truth that women can be incredibly vicious and cruel to other women. And we really see this nastiness really come out when it comes to the issue of abortion, of sex, of life, and all of these types of incredibly moral, fundamentally moral issues. It really comes out, and it's really sad to see how women will just turn and devour each other.
And all for the sake, as you say, to honor their own God, they have deluded themselves into thinking this. I mean, this is the history of man. The Bible tells us clearly up front, you know, you are at the crossroads every day to choose between life and death. And I love that the Bible really takes, you know, poses the question, but gives you the answer. It's the best test. It gives you the answer. It says, well, you know, kind of like, if you're confused, let me tell you, you know, life is what you want to choose so that it will go well with you. And that is what is so sad about this, Jennifer, and why I fight so hard about this is because it's the very soul of women that are paying the price here, all for this delusion that supposedly it's their body and they're free. It's a big lie from the pit of hell. And if you think not, then have a direct conversation with women who have experienced it, who bought into the lie of the government, that kind of gave its good housekeeping seal of approval and led people to think that, oh, it's like a tumor getting removed. Well, now, because of the technology, we're seeing what's happened, you know, what's happening in the abortion process. And it is heart-crushing. I can't even tell you it's heartbreaking. It is heart-crushing to see what happens in an abortion process, Jennifer.
It is. But, you know, back to what you were saying earlier, we have literally planted a sword in the womb. We have literally planted a sword in the heart of the human person because we have turned the womb into one of the deadliest places on earth. We've made the womb a place of execution when it is meant to be a place of place of life. And, you know, it was Mother Teresa who put it perfectly. If a mother can kill her own child, what is left but for me to kill you and you to kill me? Basically, what she's saying is if even the womb is not sacred, if even that space and even that life in there is not sacred and not protected from violence, then there is no holds barred. There is nothing left anymore to prevent violence against anyone. And sure, she was right.
Look at the streets of America. Look what happened at a bar in Thousand Oaks, California. You know, yes, you can talk about a vet with PTSD, but I mean, in Chicago, every weekend, the death toll that mounts up, the lack of respect for humanity, to Mother Teresa's point here, and we're so disdained about it, but, it's like, why are you so upset about that, but yet you say nothing about the 60 million babies that have been murdered?
Right. Well, that's because we fundamentally don't value human life anymore. And when you grow accustomed to committing violence against young, innocent, helpless people, then obviously you become desensitized to violence. You become no longer shocked by the act of violently killing another person. It doesn't shock us anymore. It's not a horrific deal anymore. And, you know, a lot of people have pointed out the sad irony. You know, would it bother us more if the abortionist pointed a gun at the womb and pulled the trigger? Would it bother us more then? Would we be upset about the killing then? I don't know. Perhaps.
But they weren't bothered. Yeah, they weren't bothered too much prior to Roe v. Wade when Kermit Gosnell and other doctors got together. This was before Roe v. Wade was passed. And as an experiment, they got 15 women and they inserted into their wombs a metal ball that opened up and exposed blades that just chewed up their wombs. And, nothing happened. Gosnell escaped to Bermuda to lay low, and all that's fine. But this is the disgusting stuff that has all been done, supposedly, for female rights. Well, we encourage women to find their courage and also for men to step up and come alongside, because this is an all-out battle for the very hearts and souls, not only of Americans, but people around the world. Jennifer Hartland, she is a senior contributor to the stream. And Jennifer, look forward to having you back sooner this time, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
You got it. You take care. All righty. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. Find it at First Aid at Walgreens.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Yes, I know, it's kind of crazy in our country right now. People still learning how to count and find ballots and everything. And that in of itself can be, quite hilarious and comedic. Just don't take it too seriously, okay, because we've got more serious things to look at. Fortunately, we've got Paul Acey with us. He's back with us. He's a writer for PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. He's been writing for them since 2007. Yeah, he loves superheroes and finding God in unexpected places. I like that, Paul, because, if you're looking for God, you can find him in unexpected places. And you kind of just hit yourself in the head and said, how have I been missing that? Because I've been passing this way so many times before, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's sort of one of those things where I think that God can make his presence felt in so many different areas of our lives. And I think that one of those places can be entertainment. That doesn't mean that you ever dive into the world of entertainment without your eyes wide open to see what you're getting into. But sometimes the messages can make you think about your own faith in a different way. And I think that's kind of cool.
Well, it is. I mean, you have to think that God knew all this stuff was going to happen. I mean, all this that's happening in the culture right now, it's not like he's sitting there, looking at Jesus and going, hey, why didn't you tell me this was going to go on? Right?
I mean, exactly.
Those conversations exactly. Just don't happen like that.
Right? There are no surprises for him. That is very true, very true.
Right. But no doubt that he looks upon his creation and probably, with wonderment, I would think, because we have found such creative ways, as you say, to avoid God. And, shakes his head and says, one of these days these knuckleheads will figure it out. But we keep plugging away. And as you say, there's all these other influences that come in, whether in the form of other people, entertainment, which you've been writing about for many years. And it has gotten a bit unhinged. And, you get that as, who was it, the former coach of the Lakers,
Coach Ryan, who said that you get that disease of more. Pat Riley, I'm saying, Ryan. Riley, he called it the disease of more. We just keep accentuating, you know, this absurd type of behavior and perspective. And you just wait. I mean, for me, Paul, sometimes I'm waiting for that countervailing voice that kind of breaks through the clutter of the insanity to say, what are you guys nuts? Stop doing that.
Yeah, no, and I think when you look at the world of entertainment, when you talk about sort of that culture of more, we are definitely living in a culture of more entertainment. I mean, we're so incredibly saturated with movies and television shows and video games. There's so many ways that we find to distract ourselves from, you know, the things that I think are really supposed to matter to us, you know, and I think it's incredible. It's like, you know, the old Dickens line. It's the best of times, it's the worst of times. In some ways, the stories that we're finding out in the culture can be really resonant, can be very, very powerful. But at the same time, they can be really dark and problematic, and there's just so much of it that it can be bewildering to try to sort through. And that's what makes it, I think it's a really difficult time in some ways for Christians, especially Christian parents, to sort of navigate this world that we live in.
Well, gosh, I remember growing up, man, this is going to really take me. Some of the people go, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. I mean, the worst thing you could do in high school when I was growing up was hold a girl's hand. public show of affection, you know. Now forget it. No holds barred. I mean, you know, the kind of stuff that expressed in social media on, you know, high school campuses, even grade school campuses these days, are quite shocking. And the parents today, I don't blame them sometimes for being overwhelmed. But, you know, this is, you know, why we talk about this show, why prayer is so important. Because we've got to find a way to combat this. Because, you know, just like when we were growing up, Paul, you know, what did we tell our parents? Well, you know, Johnny down the street, and his mom lets him do it, you know. And, we've got a lot more Johnnies down the streets than we did when you and I were growing up. And what they're doing is a lot worse. And of course, we have the media influencing this. And what I wanted to talk to you particularly about is what you've been writing about this new Netflix show. And Netflix has been on our radar for a long time. I mean, you talk about that disease of more. They keep upping the ante, right? I mean, it just keeps getting worse and worse. And you go, wait a minute, who are you trying to serve here? Because you have, you have content and creativity that is satisfying the younger people. And what you are presenting here is really and I think borders on X-rated type, product here.
I think you're absolutely right, and there's so many things to say about what you just said. I think that you do talk about the culture of more, and Netflix has definitely been a huge factor in that. I mean, and they're spending billions upon billions of dollars to create these new shows, and not all of them are terrible. I mean, I think when you ask who Netflix is trying to serve, they're really trying to serve everybody, and because of that, you see some kind of cool shows that show up there every once in a while. The show that I wanted to talk about today, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, is not one of those shows. It's a really dark, it's targeted at teens. And a little bit of background about this character. Sabrina came to be the teenage witch, is what she was called back in the day. She sprang out of the old Archie comics from the 1960s and 70s. She was a popular character. She got her own comic series. She became very popular within the broader culture, and probably the franchise that most of us are familiar with might be the 1990s Sabrina Teenage Witch show, that really kind of put her on the cultural map. It was really, obviously, whenever you're talking about a teenage witch, you're going to be dealing with witchcraft. But Sabrina the Teenage Witch was a fairly innocent show for what it was. It had, obviously, its problems, but Melissa Joan Hart became quite the darling within the culture because of her appearance on that. And I think that for a lot of families, if they could deal with the witchcraft element, it was kind of a family-friendly show. Fast forward to today, the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina is a much different type of show. Back in the day, Sabrina's witchcraft, it was a lot like Harry Potter witchcraft or magic that you see in Lord of the Rings, where it was a little more naturalistic. It was, you know, something you were born with, like you would be born double-jointed or whatnot. So there wasn't this dark aspect that I think Christians typically see in magic. In The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, this is dark stuff. Mm. The main character, Sabrina, they take a lot of the elements that we've seen throughout sort of the Sabrina story throughout the decades, but it takes it into a much darker direction. She is actually, when the show began, she is getting ready to celebrate her 16th birthday, but she's also getting ready to officially sign the Dark Lord's book, is what they say in the actual show. Right. She is actually becoming sort of this true traditional witch, signing over herself to this terribly dark force. And these elements continue to go on throughout the show. Sabrina has some struggles with that, obviously, as the show goes on. But when you're dealing with a show like that, it's absolutely predicated on the occult and witchcraft as Christians understand it. And that makes it very dark and very bleak. And there's a lot of sexual elements in this that for a teen-centric show, for a show that's really targeted at a teen audience, it's pretty mature and pretty graphic, and it makes it one of the more disturbing shows, frankly, that I've seen in the last several months.
Maybe the opportunity and the teaching lesson, as you referred to earlier, Paul, is, again, to bring the light against the darkness. You know, you have a clear contrast. I mean, this is what darkness looks like. This is the road that you travel should you choose to sell out to, the Lord of Darkness. And what Christians offer is the Lord of Light, who is grander and better. And, you know, as God says, you know, we're always at that intersection of life and death. And should you be confused, you know, life is what you want to choose. But, you know, this is maybe the opportunity here in contrast is that Christians shouldn't be surprised, but God's not surprised. We shouldn't be surprised to know that, the itch gets a little bit more intense. Our senses are so bombarded at every turn, you know, to what you were suggesting earlier. And in order to get our attention, they just got to keep upping the ante. And so right now you have Sabrina. What are we going to have, 2 years, 5 years down the road? What's the next installment, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's amazing, actually. Just when you have such a crowded television landscape, you're going to do anything to attract eyeballs. And we're seeing that more and more.
Well, it's unfortunate that creativity is getting that desperate. And to me, this kind of creativity is very cheap, right? I don't think you have to spend a lot of time to get in. It's like these comedians that, default into the... You always tell them when they're panicking because they go straight for the cussing, right? I mean, the F words come flying out. It still amuses me that people will laugh when somebody says the F word. I go, that's not funny. I don't get it, but for some people, I guess maybe they just want to, for all the money they pay for comedy, they'll figure they're going to laugh at anything. He's Focus on the Family with PluggedIn.org, Paul Acey. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com
or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Homemakers.